What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news so you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm feeling pretty comfortable because we got this new t-shirt thing going on. Do you want to explain what the t-shirt thing is, Tim?
Absolutely. If you leave us a five-star review, leave a comment, share our Facebook stories, all of that good stuff, and you send us in a positive news story, we're going to send you a new shirt. Positive Truth on the front, Positive Truth on the back, and we're going to send it to you for free. You don't have to pay for shipping or anything like that because you already did the work by leaving us a review, by sending us a positive news story that we can talk about here on the Positive Truth podcast.
Where are they going to send that positive news story?
At the Positive Truth Gmail, which is thepositivetruth@gmail.com.
Or on Facebook, so Tim can look at it too, because Lord knows I've not been on Facebook in a while.
That's good, man. That's good. Stay away from all the social medias. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Follow us and share and subscribe.
Yeah, you can do all that without following us on social media. Lord knows we don't post enough. We have too much on our plates. We're just a couple of guys sharing t-shirts and positive news stories, and that's what we do here. Hopefully these t-shirts help. We do have some cool things on the way. Hopefully next time we do this, we'll have a little video segment and we can show off the shirts. If only someone wouldn't have left them at the warehouse. Oh, wait, that was me. If you want a special shirt size, we can also do that because we have the connects because Tim owns the t-shirt machine. Oh, wait, so by joking there, Tim, what do you have for your first positive news story?
Man, I have a great young man by the name of Braden Hoskins. Braden is only 10 years old, JP, and he was the voice of reasoning for his community. So this young man was highly upset. News channel came out there and was like, hey, what's going on in the community? Having their camera around, and this 10-year-old kid was like, hey, they closed down our splash pad. It's really hot. It's over 90 degrees outside. We as a community are really upset. We don't know what to do. Where are we supposed to play? Now we all have to stay inside and not be around our friends. He says this on the news, JP, at 10 years old, because he was listening to his friends. What ended up happening later, 2 hours later to be exact, the community officials sent out a water slide, a blow-up inflatable water slide where the kids could play. Of course, the news is back out there interviewing, hey, what's going on? How are things? And Braden said, I feel like a king to my community. I'm glad I was able to say something and you guys were able to get something done. Right? I giggled at it and I was like, you know what? I get it, man. I get it. I understand. But then I saw the community's response. They were actually super proud of him. They were super happy that he spoke up about it. And his mom was beyond proud of her son. She said he listened to his friends' complaints. And instead of complaining with them, he used his voice to try to actually get something done. And it actually helped out a lot of people because it is way too hot out here for these kids to be outside. So I'm so glad he used his voice for power. And I hope this inspires other people to do the same. That's where the positivity comes for me, JP. I loved the perspective of the mother. I love the bravery of the kid, Braden. And I loved how the community accepted it all. And shout out to Orange Mound Community for doing so and listening to Braden, because I think this story is awesome all around, man.
Yeah, how are they going to take the splash pad away, man?
Yeah, can't for some maintenance, too.
Can't take the splash pad away. Can't take the splash pad away.
Not in the summertime. You got to do maintenance in the middle of the night.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do it past 6 or 7. It'll be all right.
Indeed.
You always got to protect the pool. So if you all listened on Tuesday, I was going to do Science is Cool with the Positive Truth, Positive News Stories. And Tim was like, no, my stories are better. So I was like, oh, I should just ad-lib off Tim then. So I should do the Science is Cool stories now before they get lost in ether, because I think science is really cool and these positive news stories are really cool. Starting with gene therapy, G-E-N-E, Tim. Absolutely awesome. And it can do wonderful things for people, including a new study that just improved hearing loss for people who had lost their hearing at birth. There is an OTOF gene. This gene manufactures a protein called otoferlin, which plays a critical role in transmitting signals from the ear to the brain. Roughly 200,000 people worldwide are deaf due to this gene, but over the past several years, gene therapies have been trying to target it to get it fixed. Researchers at the institute in Sweden, the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, shout out to me pronouncing that correctly, administered gene therapy to 10 patients between the ages of 1 and 24 across 5 hospitals in China. All of them had that genetic form of deafness, and every single one showed improvement in their hearing in just 1 month. 6 months later, it got even better. And after a year, there were no post-treatment side effects, and they had retained all of their hearing growth. Absolutely incredible growth, incredible progress, and hopefully it can come to the world here soon.
Technology is cool with the positive truth. It's wild how fast technology has improved over, let's just say, the last 10 years. Some of this stuff is like in movies we saw as kids, and now it's coming into fruition. I'm loving everything about it, JP.
Star Wars is real life, coming here soon on the Positive Food Podcast.
Man, my son has some lightsabers in this house, and every day he goes at it with me, man. It's hilarious. So that definitely reminded me of that.
I wonder whose influence that was to have him get lightsabers. Surely it wasn't Ed, though.
Oh, I got to take the blame. I do, indeed.
What do you have for your next positive news story, sir?
Man, I'm going out of Oklahoma City. I'm going to talk about Isaiah Hartenstein. So Isaiah Hartenstein, about 2 weeks ago, he was visiting a nonprofit organization called The Positive Tomorrows. He was actually giving them a $10,000 check for a donation. And while he was there, he got to talk to some of the kids and families. And one of the little girls there said, "Hey, I actually have a play coming up. I've been working really hard on it, and I would like to invite you." Hartenstein jokingly said, "Yeah, for sure, I'll come." Then he proceeded to go win a championship. And 2 days after his championship, Isaiah Hartenstein did not forget about this young girl. He actually showed up to her play. It was caused such a commotion that when he showed up, one of the teachers actually overheard the little girl telling one of her friends, "I told you he would come. I told you he would come," with all the kids acting frantically. She looks out and sees him and was in shock. He stayed for the play. He took pictures with a lot of families and the little girl, of course, afterwards. Honestly, Isaiah Hartenstein became one of my favorite players just off of that story, even though he already plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder, which is our team. I thought this was amazing, JP. So shout out Isaiah Hartenstein and the Oklahoma City Thunder for being a part of the community.
Missed the key part there, Tim.
Oh, what's that, JP?
Back before COVID, we used to do this thing called interviews, and we actually interviewed the Positive Tomorrow.
Indeed, we did. We interviewed, we volunteered, we had a lot of good time, man. So it was pretty cool to see a celebrity of his status go in there and do it.
Oh, yeah, we did try to make gingerbread houses and failed miserably. I remember now.
Tried was the key word.
Yeah, those fourth graders were crushing us. They're like, "You're not that good." I was like,
"Yeah, I've never made another gingerbread man after that experience. My daughter always asked for it." I said, nah, we can make cookies.
I think Edna got it. Just pass that one to Edna. But yeah, shout out to the Positive Tomorrows. Just a little more background on them. They take children that are basically homeless or are in shelters or have been through abuse. They put them in a private school. They don't even share the location. Give them an education, take care of them. I think up until like sixth grade, and then they try to push them into middle school. It's one of the best organizations in the city. We did get the chance to interview them. And those kids come from little to no support. So Hartenstein showing up 2 days after winning a championship, basically without sleeping. That's really how you make yourself remembered in a legend forever. It's not just the on the court stuff, it's all the off the court stuff too. I used to tell people Muhammad Ali was the most popular person in the world, not because of what he did in the boxing ring, but because of what he did inside of it and out of it. But yeah, that's how you take it to the next level as an athlete.
Indubitably, JP, very well said.
I think we're halfway through. We need to pause, do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for us, man. I was sitting on the couch the other day and it was almost bedtime. And I ended up like checking some messages on my phone at work. And then Layla was like, "What are you doing?" And I accidentally went to the podcast app. And of course, our podcast is there. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll press play. We started listening to the episode and I don't know what hit her. I guess we haven't recorded in a while and I haven't really played too many episodes around her, but she forgot we even did this podcast, man. Her eyes lit up when she heard my voice. She was listening. She was into the stories. And then she hit me with, Daddy, who are you talking to? I was like, that's JP. Her whole chest blew up with air, man. Oh my gosh, I know you guys. She thought we were like the coolest thing in the world, man. It gave me a new sense of inspiration and motivation, to be honest with you, because I was like, man, she thinks this is the coolest thing in the world. I have to keep pushing and I have to be better. So shout out to the daughter and shout out for the positive truth for making me feel great.
Cherish it, Tim, because there's going to come a time when you're not the coolest anymore. Cherish that moment. See, I can't counter that. I don't have any kids. Any cute stories. I got to follow that up. It reminds me of that Isaiah Joe gave that speech at the parade and then Dort came on. He's supposed to follow that? Like, what am I supposed to say? That's how I feel right now. I was going to say thanks to ChatGPT for giving me quick and easy recipes that I was going to practice after this. I'm going to try to use a slow cooker. Hopefully not mess it up. I'm one of those people in ChatGPT where like it gives me something and I'm like simpler. And it gives me something and I'm like simpler. And it like simpler. I phrase it like six times. I basically send it like six times. I mostly do that for work stuff where I'm like, we're simpler.
That has to be. That's mandatory.
But for like recipes, I was like, simple as possible, please. And then eventually it told me, because I logged in. It goes, I don't think making chicken should be this hard in an Instapot. I think you're overthinking it.
Oh.
And I was like, that's good. I'm going to come back to you now. So eventually the AI was like, I can't make a simple recipe. So we're about to find out. As I'm trying to get completely away from processed foods unless I'm eating them with someone else, but by myself. So I'm basically always eating by myself. So it should be easy. Yeah.
Man, good luck. Good luck. You got this, JP. You got this.
I appreciate that, sir. I appreciate that. And you know what's also good about cooking and vegetables? Is that they can also save the planet, Tim. For instance, do you like okra?
I do some fried okra.
Same. Have you ever heard of fenugreek?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I had to use the Google speech to figure out even how to pronounce that. But if you take extracts from those two vegetables and put them in water, they put out natural polymers, as well as a tamarind wrap that basically hold on to microplastics in water, causing them to clump together and sink to the bottom. This makes it easier to separate the tiny microplastics in water. And scientists have been using that and been realizing this. And they're like, oh, if we just take these extracts and we just put them together, add them to water, it can be a quick and cheap, efficient solution to get microplastics out of water. Wonderful idea. Shout out to all the chemists who are the real wizards and witches out here. They
no, for real.
They understand how all this works. And somebody was just sitting in a university somewhere and was like, I wonder if this would work. And then they made it happen. So yeah, witches are real. Wizards are real. Harry Potter is real. Discworld is real. And they're all in our universities. Shout out to all the chemists out there.
Shout out to all the positive wizards and witches in the world representing the positive truth.
All the optimists.
Bars by JP. Science is cool with the positive truth. Listen to this, man.
So what do you have for your next story, sir?
My last story, I love this one, man. So recently, it's been probably, man, it might be about 6-7 months. Layla has gotten in, my daughter has gotten into boxing. She found some boxing gloves in the garage that were Edna's, and every like couple days or so, I'm putting my hands up and she's doing her little boxing drills. I hope she never has to get into a fight because we're tiny human beings. And yeah, that being said, she really enjoys it. She enjoys the art of it. Just getting her technique down, I've realized she just wants to be good at it. She likes to show off for people that she can hit the mats. And then I come across this story about Nicola Adams. So she's a double gold medalist, and she dropped in on a children's club recently that her uncle runs. Her uncle used to be her coach. She is now 42 years old, and she actually was an amazing boxer. boxing, whenever she was a kid, saved her life. She did it as a kid. Her uncle was like, hey, if you want to do this, I'll coach you. She kept practicing. It was getting better and better. She was beating up guys, beating up girls. It just didn't matter to her. She ended up taking it so far. She became an Olympian. She became a professional. And she ended up representing her country in the best way possible. She is the first member from the LGBTQ community and the women's side of boxing to actually win a championship. Now, at this age, whenever she's retired and got away from boxing because she was having the fear of losing her vision, she decided, you know what? Let me go ahead and step back into this ring and see what's going on. She realized right away, JP, that she still has a passion for this. She didn't lose a passion at all. Training with some of those kids actually motivated her to want to get back in the ring. Of course, she said, no, I need to keep my vision. But she's using that superpower, that passion that she has on the inside to help motivate and inspire these kids. So she goes in there, she's working out with these kids, and she's giving them just positive affirmations, letting them know they can do this, letting them know this is everything. Whenever I saw this story, JP, I immediately thought about all the retired athletes that stay away from the sport because they're just burned out. But Miss Nicolo Adams, a champion, an Olympian, a retired person, decided, no, I still have this in me and I still want to keep giving back, just like we do here on The Positive Truth. We look for other positive news stories to tell people so they can be inspired, motivated to do more with themselves. And Miss Nicolo Adams is taking that a step up and above by going back, training with her uncle who helped start her career, and trying to find the next Nicolo Adams out there. Love everything about her. I thought this was a great story for us here on The Positive Truth. JP, what did you get out of it?
So you're going to start a running club at 42?
I'm actually got talked into coaching track this spring for some kids, so that's probably what I'm going to start doing.
Tim is so predictable. Every story he does is something he can relate to.
It's a
we
fact.
Hadn't even discussed that. So I was just like, so where are you teaching track at?
I'm not sure. It's some school on the north side. I know they practice at Western Heights and then some other school on the north side, I was getting told. But basically, Layla wants to run track. She already has kids. This other woman already has kids that are running track. And she was like, we don't have anybody to coach for middle distance. And I'm like, oh, I already know how this is going to play out. And by the end of the conversation, I was like, you know what? Let me talk to my family and I'll get back to you. But yeah, I'm definitely going to do it.
What is middle distance?
400, 800 for, I think they had 1 or 2 mile kids. So I think the longest distance for them is 1 mile, which is considered middle distance in professional track, really.
So are you going to change your Instagram handle back to coach again?
Instagram? What is that?
Inside jokes of the Positive Truth podcast.
I'll get a TikTok going, I think.
No, you won't.
I'm too old for this. Just follow me on Facebook.
Yeah, leave us a review and get a t-shirt. Watch how we pull that all back in. And since we're talking about women, my last science is cool with the Positive Truth story. It's about a new MRI. It's called MRI Radio Mix. I probably didn't say that, but it predicts axillary lymph node metastasis, LNM, a key factor in determining the stage and treatment approach for breast cancer. This breakthrough can predict very accurately non-breast cancer years before it starts to form. This leads to more accurate non-invasive cancer diagnoses and significantly impacting patient care. So instead of having surgery and getting cut open, which is dangerous, risk, discomfort, all of that, this MRI can detect it before it gets started. Pop a couple pills, you're good to go with a few medical treatments and a few check-ins. Catching something before it happens, pre-care is much better than aftercare. There's a more scientific word I can't think of at the moment, but it's just, you don't want to deal with the healthcare system whenever you're already broken. You want to take care of it beforehand, and this is just another step in that direction. I think it's wonderful. I think it's awesome. I wanted to talk about it here on the Positive Truth podcast.
You're absolutely right. Like, pulling a hamstring is not where it's at, rehabbing that. But if you stretch and prevent that, you're good. So I know that's not the same thing, but prevention is always better than aftercare, JP. So 10 out of 10 story there.
Tim proving my point like 4 minutes in the future. Everything is something he can relate to. Like, absolutely everything.
I'm out here living life.
Experience.
I'm out here living life.
Are you also out here giving out quotes?
Absolutely. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you're a leader, coach. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.